The Ran in the very end of Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chav Ches and Dapi Arif, quotes a Midrash that Knesset Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu that when it is that we will receive the Torah Hashem, because that was the essence, the very purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer Moshe Rabbeinu gave was that the Sov Chamishim Yom, count each and every day, V'yemei HaSfira, and the purpose is to be able to focus on Mamed Har Sinai. The Ramban writes in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra Chav Gimel Posuk Lamed Vav, that the first days of Yontif are Pesach, the last days of Yontif are Shavuos, Vayamim HaSfurim Bentayim Arein Kecholos Shamoed. And all the days we find ourselves in now have a certain Kedusha, comparable to that of Chol HaMoed, Midaraisa, great days of absolute simcha. Rav Yosef has a tshuvin, Yechavadas, and Chelak Alev Simen Chav Dalet, that yes, there are elements of Avelos, that certainly is true, but it would not be correct to compare the 3 weeks of the summer between Shivasa B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av to the Meha Sfira. The summer weeks are days of Avelos. These are days marred by the Ptir of Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, but in essence, they're great days of simcha. And therefore, the challenge, no doubt, is to bridge the gap between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. The Ramban so beautifully writes, Chazal always referred to Shavuos as Atzeres, even though Shavuos is a single day. The Ramban writes, we understand why the last day of Yontif, Shmini Atzeres, is called Atzeres, the culmination of a broader window of time. Why is that true when it comes to Shavuos? The answer is because that is the proper conclusion of the Cherus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. For us, Cherus is a tool, it's a vehicle, it's a means to an end. Cherus is never an end in and of itself. You know, we live in a society where freedom, liberty are ends in themselves. For us, it's an opportunity to be able to focus, an opportunity to channel a newfound Cherus in order to position yourself for Kabbalah Sator. When you look, for example, throughout the Torah, there's a mitzvah of simcha on each and every yantiv, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. It's fascinating. The Torah never writes explicitly the concept of simcha when it comes to Pesach. One would think, well, of course, Zman Cherusenu, isn't that a time that elicits great simcha? No doubt, lalach, it's true. Rachmana l'san, a person is an avel, the onset of Pesach, severs avelos. The sugim oikotin daf yadalit, of course, there's simcha. One cannot help but notice that the Torah doesn't write that explicitly. And perhaps the reason is exactly this point. Is there simcha? Absolutely yes, but it's not the simcha of Cherus. It's the opportunity to be able to channel, to focus that Cherus, to receive the Torah Hashem. And if you do so, no doubt, retrospectively, that is transformed, the Yontif of Pesach, into a time of great, great simcha. But in order that a person should not make the mistake and think that the simcha is the Cherus in and of itself. Therefore, the Torah waits, and Shavuos is a time that we celebrate Kabbalah Sator itself. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Tav Peites that maybe this is one of the reasons for the sheet of the Rambam and others that Sfira Sor Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah daraisa. Even though we don't have Avodas HaMikdash, we don't have the Minchas Omer, but the concept of bridging that gap between Pesach and Shavuos, that is as relevant now as it is Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. There's a fascinating machlokas Rishonim that why is it that you don't recite a bracha of Shechianu in Sfiras HaOmer, the known teretz of Balamor? You recite a Shechianu on a mitzvah d'araisa. You recite a Shechianu on a mitzvah d'rabanan. But a mitzvah which should be a mitzvah d'araisa, which unfortunately is only a zeichel mikdash, how can you recite a bracha of Shechianu? Shechianu the sugyan sukkah daf mem vav is a mitzvah that is replete with simcha. That's not true of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah, the Balamor writes, Sheish bo agmas nefesh. With tears you count Sfira. Harachamun huyachse. We don't have the Mikdash Hashem. One no doubt could question that, and what if you hold that Sfiras HaOmer is a din d'araisa? How do you explain the fact that there is no bracha of Shechianu? According to Balamor, it's clear, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, you used to recite a Shechianu, but not Bizman Hazeh. If you look in the Meiri Rabbi Yerucham, the Meiri, in our Limud, no, I'm Sachim Adav Zayin. The Meiri writes that you're Yotzei with the Shechianu of Yontif. You also find that Rabbi Yerucham, in Hey Dalid, in Rabbi Yerucham. But look carefully. The Miri and Rabbi Yerucham are talking about different Yom Tov. Different Yom Tov. The Miri is clear. It's the Yantif of Pesach. The Shachyanu on Pesach, that also signals the Sfiras Omer. But it's Mufurish Rabbi Yerucham. It's not the Yantif of Pesach. You wait for the Shachyanu until Shavuos. And the Shachyanu on Shavuos, that is the goal of the Sfiras Omer, to bridge that gap between Pesach and Shavuos. Archa Shulchan writes, even B'derach Drush, that the Mincha Somer is brought of Sa'orim, and the Shtei Alechem is brought of Chitim. Sa'orim is Machal Behema, and Chitim is Machal Adam. Physical Cherus, even an animal can appreciate cessation from work. An animal that's being hard-pressed, and now an animal has time to breathe, an animal can appreciate to an extent. But being able to translate that into absolute Cherus of Kabbalah Satorah, that is uniquely our experience. And therefore, you have to transition from Sa'orim to Chitin, from Machal Behema to Machal Adam, because the essence of Chirus is Ein Lecha Ben Chorin El Mi Shoseik B'Torah. And it's such a relevant message for us as B'nai Yeshiva. You know, we experience the sense of the Chag HaMatzos, begin to have a taste of Chirus. And the challenge of Yontif is to see to it that the message of Yontif continues. And that's something that informs the aftermath of Yontif. I would argue that's part of the answer to the Chacham of Ein Maftir Nachar HaPesach HaFikomen. Make sure that the Tamatza remains Beficha, even though the mitzvah has come to an end. And how exactly is that done? By transforming these days into times of absolute Kabbalah Satorah. That's the essence of the connection between Pesach and Shavuos. The Ramban writes, almost a single yantif, Bayamim hasfurim bintayim harein kocholo shamoi. That means it's a mechayiv. It means that, you know, you have to learn with incredible, incredible hasmada. It means that tmimus is not only true of the mitzvah, but it's a consciousness. It's a mindset that a person has to indeed brace. It means that the tefillah has to resonate during this time, positioning yourself for Kabbalah Satorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that privilege. I urge you as the B'nai Yeshiva, you know, it's not this easy this time of the year. And as the Zman, yes, it's begun, but the year tends to wind down. And no doubt the pressures, of course, mount. But make sure that the primacy of Torah is felt in everything that we stand for, in everything that we do. For the new Talmidim, this is an opportunity for you to simply continue to grow in the Torah Hashem to the best of your ability. Be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that as Yechidim, as a Tzibur as a whole, that we get the message. Now, lakachti musr, we understand that Chirus is not an end. It's a tool, it's a vehicle, the purpose of Sfiras Omer. Be'ezras Hashem, to recite the bracha of Shechianu and Shavuos, knowing that we maximize this time. In Eder to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get it, we understand that Ein Lecha Ben Chorin, Elamisha Osek Batorah.